Welcome to the Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with the Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into the Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The earth was young, rivers flowed untamed, mountains pierced the sky, gods walked among us. They were majestic, powerful, and utterly indifferent to our plight. We were little more than shadows, whispers in the wind. Until Enki, the god of wisdom and water, saw us. He saw our potential. Enki was a god of kindness, a god of creation. He looked upon the barren earth and saw an opportunity, an empty canvas. He yearned to fill it with life, with something more than just the echoes of the divine. He dreamt of a race that could mirror the gods, a race that could learn, grow, and create. And so Enki descended to the banks of the Euphrates. The river shimmered under the golden sun. He knelt and scooped a handful of fertile clay. It was cool and pliant in his hands. The essence of life pulsed within it. Enki, the master craftsman, was ready to sculpt his masterpiece. Enki breathed life into the clay. He molded it with care, shaping limbs and features. But something was missing. The clay remained inert, lifeless. Enki knew he needed a spark, a divine essence. He pricked his finger on a thorn. A single drop of divine blood fell onto the clay. The earth trembled, the rivers surged, the sky crackled with energy. The clay stirred. It throbbed with newfound life. Enki had breathed life into his creation. The first human. He was frail, innocent, but he was alive. Enki named him Adapa, the first man. He gifted Adapa with knowledge and understanding. He taught him to farm the land, to write, to build, to navigate the stars. Adapa, in turn, shared his knowledge with others. Soon, a whole race of humans populated the earth. Enlil, the god of storms and wind, watched from his throne of clouds. He was a god of power, a god of order. He saw Enki's creation and felt a surge of envy. Humans were multiplying, spreading across the earth like wildfire. Their laughter echoed in the valleys. Their songs drifted up to the heavens. Enlil felt threatened. He saw humanity as a disruption, a chaotic element in his perfectly ordered world. He stormed into Enki's watery abode. His voice boomed like thunder. "Brother, what have you done? These creatures are an abomination. They are weak, disobedient, and they will only bring chaos." Enki stood firm, his eyes filled with quiet resolve. "Brother," he replied calmly, "they are my creation. They are under my protection. They are not chaos, but potential. They are a testament to life, to growth, to the very essence of creation." Enlil, consumed by his jealousy, swore to destroy humanity. He unleashed his fury upon the world. Storms raged, floods ravaged the land. Wild beasts terrorized the fledgling human settlements. Still, humanity endured. They helped each other, rebuilt their homes, and faced each challenge with newfound resilience. Enlil, enraged by their tenacity, decided to test them further. He devised a series of trials, each more deadly than the last. Famine, pestilence, and war swept across the lands. Human lives were extinguished like flickering candles in the wind, yet through it all Enki watched over his creation. He could not interfere directly, for it would break the sacred laws of the gods, but he could guide, he could whisper wisdom into the hearts of his chosen people. Section 5, Sheltered by Wisdom. Enki appeared in dreams, offering cryptic advice, guiding humanity towards solutions. He showed them how to build stronger shelters, how to cultivate resilient crops, how to defend themselves against wild beasts, and how to heal the sick. He taught them the art of storytelling so they could pass down their hard-won knowledge through generations. With each trial, humanity grew stronger. Their spirit, tempered by adversity, shone even brighter. They learned to rely on each other, to value community, and to cherish the gift of life. Enlil watched, his anger growing with each human triumph. His final act of vengeance was to be his most devastating. He gathered the waters of the heavens and the earth, creating a deluge that threatened to engulf the world. This, he believed, would be the end of humanity. Section 6, The Great Deluge. The rains came. Torrents of water poured from the sky relentlessly for 40 days and 40 nights. Rivers swelled, bursting their banks and swallowing the land. Mountains crumbled under the onslaught. The world was drowning. Enki, bound by his word, watched in agony. He could not stop the deluge, but he could offer a chance, a single ember of hope in the face of the annihilating storm. He appeared before a wise man named Utnapishtim. "Build an ark," Enki whispered urgently. "Gather the seeds of all living things. Take your family and seek refuge on the rising waters. This is the only way." Section 7, A Seed of Hope. Utnapishtim, trusting in Enki's wisdom, obeyed. He built a mighty ark, a vessel of salvation. He gathered his family along with animals of every kind, two by two. They huddled together within the ark's wooden womb as the storm raged around them. Days turned into weeks. The ark tossed upon the waves, a lone beacon in a world consumed by water. Finally, the rain stopped. The sun broke through the receding clouds, casting a shimmering rainbow across the ravaged earth. Utnapishtim released a dove. It returned with an olive branch in its beak, a sign that life was returning to the world. He stepped out onto the soaked earth, the mud soft beneath his feet. He wept with gratitude, for he and his kin were alive. Humanity had survived. Section 8, The Covenant. Enlil's fury knew no bounds when he saw that humanity had endured his wrath. He raged and stormed, but his power was spent. He saw the rainbow, a symbol of Enki's promise, and he knew he had been bested. He had tested humanity, and they had emerged stronger, more resilient than ever before. A truce was forged. Enlil, humbled by humanity's tenacity, agreed to recognize their place in the world. He would no longer seek their destruction. However, he reminded them that life would never be easy. They would face challenges, hardships, and their own mortality. Enki, in turn, promised that he would always guide and protect his creation. He would be their source of wisdom, their wellspring of knowledge, and so a covenant was struck between gods and humans. Section 9, The Enduring Legacy. Humanity rebuilt. They spread across the earth, their numbers multiplying, their spirits soaring. They built cities, crafted laws, and explored the farthest reaches of their world. They stumbled and they rose, they laughed and they cried, they lived and they died. But through it all, they never forgot the lessons learned during those early trials. They carried the wisdom of Enki in their hearts. They remembered the resilience that had allowed them to survive. And they looked to the heavens, not with fear, but with a newfound understanding of their place in the grand tapestry of existence. The gods may have walked the earth in those early days, but it was the humans, with their enduring spirit and their unyielding will, who truly inherited it. This is our legacy. We are the children of Enki. We are the survivors of the deluge. We are humanity. And our story is just beginning. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Seeds of the Gods. We hope you enjoyed the journey through ancient myths and the wisdom they hold. Remember, every seed carries a story, and every story has the power to inspire. If you loved what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Your feedback helps us grow and blossom into something even greater. Share your thoughts with us on social media. We'd love to hear your reflections and insights. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and nurture those seeds of knowledge. Who knows what divine insights await?
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.